Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And great to have you with us here. Our number 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. If you're a backstage pass holder, you can watch our live video of the show, Phil TV in HD. You can also access the thousands of hours, over a decade's worth of audio, video, all kinds of stuff at Phil TV at philhendryshow.com. Our daily podcast of each and every show is available there. And if you'd like to get a taste of what our website is like, you can always check us out at philhendryradio.com, which is featuring live streaming, absolutely free live streaming audio of our show at philhendryradio.com. Download the podcast while you're over there, too. Bobby Dooley joining us tonight is, I believe, is the last night of their Springtacular at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you?
Hi, Phil. We're doing great, and we've made a lot of money for curating, and we're really excited about the night that we've had so far.
You're having kind of a Las Vegas night?
Well, it's one of a lot of different events that we're having. We've got our fashion show. We have our Young Miss fashion show, the teen fashion show. We've had, we've had our dinner. Tomorrow night is the last night, and it'll be sort of a meet and greet. We'll let people go in and see different, if they want to see the homes here west of the state. So it's been really a very, very successful night, and it sort of capped off what has been a very stressful last 7 days, Phil, with Geraldine and some of the other girls working here.
You were telling me, and I'm going to see if I can get this as closely to how you described it as possible, that you're thinking of doing away with allowing maids or...
live-in maids. We don't mind cleaning women, but we think that the live-in domestics, before, it's not that we want to do away with them, but we want to qualify them. I had an experience, as I mentioned to you last week, with a young woman that I thought was qualified as a domestic, as a live-in domestic. She was not. I spoke with Janice Freely. I spoke with Jessica Phillips and some of the other gals on our steering committee who do have live-in domestics that work out much better for them. But until we can do that...
Well, what happened in your case? Did someone... We're not talking about anybody stealing.
No, we're not talking about anyone stealing, but we are talking about it. I have to clarify with these people what we can expect from them, because I think it's increasingly evident, Phil, that we have a lot of immigrants to this country, whether they're legal or not. I think they need to, obviously, either do the job that they've been hired to do or go back to their home country.
And are you hiring an illegal aliens or illegal immigrants?
I don't think that... that's not anything I really wanted to talk about. I think...
Well, I mean, you just sort of referenced it.
I think it goes without saying. I think that happens. If I hire an illegal woman, it's only out of absolute necessity, because you cannot find that among American-speaking domestics. But I will tell you that... it may end, and it all depends on how they react over the next week.
I mean, but when you say to me that you hire illegal aliens, illegal immigrants to be domestics working there in your community, you don't seem to have any guilt.
No, I don't have any guilt, because the American kid—it's something that every American does that can afford it. Granted, not every American household can afford to have a live-in domestic or a live-in nanny. Knock wood, we can. My husband runs a wildly successful landscaping business. So, as the saying goes, the party might be over.
Now, this girl last week, her name's Geraldine. Is she an illegal immigrant or an illegal alien?
She's an immigrant worker. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And I had come back from the Grove, which is a nail salon. Can you hear me, Phil?
It's a little bit loud where you are.
Phil, it's a nail salon, and I come back. My nails were done. They were still wet. They were I still had some sponges between my fingers. It was hard enough driving the car home, but I did get some help from one of my girlfriends. So we got home, and I immediately got into the house and had to use the bathroom. Geraldine was upstairs in our master bedroom, and she was, I think, had just finished putting new sheets on the bed. I absolutely could not use my hands at all. And when I asked her to assist me, she refused. This is a woman who is not in this country legally, and she had refused to assist me. There wasn't anything I could do, Phil.
All right, now, what are you saying happened here? You are using the toilet. You can't use your hands. So did this have something to do with hygiene?
Well, yes. First of all, you have to understand that if you've got a nail, if you have you've just done your nails, and you have two very important functions, certainly what's happening tonight and then again tomorrow night in our Springtacular, and you need some assistance in cleaning yourself up a little bit, the first thing you're going to have to recognize, if you work in a home that can afford to have a live-in domestic, as our home can, that you're going to be called upon to do some things that assist the lady of the house, which is what I am.
Well, what were you asking this woman to do?
I asked Geraldine to come into where the toilet was and to assist me in wiping a little bit.
You wanted this woman to wipe you because you couldn't use your nails?
Let me explain something to you, Phil, because I get a lot of this incredulity from men. When you have your nails done at any salon that knows what it's doing, it's going to take some time for those nails to dry. It's also going to take some time for those nails to set so that you have a beautiful hand and beautiful nails. That's what the situation was with me that afternoon when I asked Geraldine to come in.
And but you were asking this woman to come into the bathroom to wipe you because you couldn't use your hands.
That's exactly correct. There's no way, Phil.
That to me.
Excuse me for just a moment, Phil, because I've got information that you don't have. There is no way at all that a woman is able to use her hands after she has had her nails done. So you have to have, if you are lucky enough and your husband has provided for you and for your children and is bringing home the kind of income that affords you the opportunity to have a live-in domestic, then you ask that woman to do some of these jobs. This is a woman that's here illegally.
All right. Well, Bobby, when you say that, it makes it sound as if because she's here illegally, she doesn't have much choice.
I didn't say that. I said she's here illegally, Phil.
Well, then what do you mean by that?
Well, you would think that she would be grateful for the work.
You've asked a woman to come into the bathroom area, to the toilet area, that you've just used the toilet. Your nails have just been done, so you can't wipe. And you're asking her to do that. You're asking someone to humiliate or lower themselves. You know.
No, I don't think it's humiliating at all. I don't think you understand.
Maybe I don't understand. But I understand that nails can be wet.
If you cannot use your nails and you have to use the toilet, that's what I'm talking about. And it's something when there are American homes where we can afford this kind of help. This kind of domestic help. And if you have that kind of a home, I'm not even asking everyone to understand. I'm doing a little bit of education here for a lot of people, Phil, who may not know what a home that has a good income can afford and can provide itself.
Well, if you have enough money to have a live-in domestic, maybe you can afford to have an American.
No, because that we can afford to have an American. Americans, though, are Americans. They're not going to do that. I'm asking for people who have a tradition. And you know something, Phil? Even if it was an American worker, you would expect them.
Then why are you not hiring Americans?
Because no one, there's no American that I can find that's going to do the work. Americans have uniformly turned this kind of work down.
So there are no American nannies? There are no American-born maids? Live in.
No, there are American women that will clean your house, but as live in domestics, very few.
That's something I didn't know. We're talking to Bobby Dooley here. They're the last night of their Springtacular there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You're talking about having a live-in domestic come into the bathroom and wipe you because you couldn't use your nails. Is this woman employed by you any longer?
No, Phil. We had to let her go. I told you that, there's a lot of people who will vie for this kind of work. And a lot of people, in terms of the supply and demand and the price, a lot of people who do the work, so you're not going to hold on to someone that's going to tell you no.
I don't know anybody that's going to tell you yes. Have you ever had anybody tell you yes?
This is our first opportunity at having this kind of help around the house. I don't need anyone telling me, well, you don't ask people to do that. I couldn't use my nails. I had no alternative. I'm not saying it's the most glamorous work. It's not something you'd have to do all the time, but I was there in a pinch. I didn't know what else to do.
877-876-7445, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're in the middle of their Springtacular with wet nails and a newly hired live-in domestic helper who she asked to wipe her after she'd used the bathroom because, guess what? She can't use her nails. Man, I'll tell you. You know, want a job, huh? Coming from another economy? Coming from another country where everything is economically depressed? Come on up to America. We got the job for you if you're willing to wipe someone's rear end. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What people want to hear, but we are making.
You're making a lot of money.
We've made a lot for charity.
877-876, Phil. Welcome back here. Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're having the final night of the Springtacular tonight. So you let this woman go. Have you hired anybody else?
I have. We're looking right now. We're going to continue to take a look at some of the domestics who are foreign-born.
What about American workers? You're not going to be able to find Americans. See, what you're asking for here is a domestic worker who will wipe your rear end because your nails are wet.
Phil, I think you have to be a woman to understand. Women's nails get...
I hear what you're saying, but if that woman wouldn't do it, who are you going to find?
Well, I think we'll eventually find someone. I cannot believe that a woman from recently arrived from Guatemala in this great country of ours would not do what you need to do to stay in our country, to work in our country.
Well, is this some kind of a test? Come on in here and wipe me after I just used the toilet?
No, I didn't say it was a test. I said to you, and I think I was very clear, that my nails were wet.
And I know you couldn't use your nails, but you've also said that, well, you'd think this woman would do this.
I would think anyone who needs to work, when a woman who has the means to pay you and obviously lives in a beautiful home and is hosting some very important events and has just come back from a very expensive salon and cannot use her nails, I don't know that you're in a position to say no to that woman if she asks you to wipe her. And we're only talking about, it doesn't take a long time.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Bobby on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Bobby.
I think really what you're saying is the reason you hire these foreigners to do your job is you don't want to really pay the going wages for Americans to do that kind of work? Do you feel like they're paying too much?
No. Well,
sure.
First of all, it's very difficult to find any American.
I mean, if you need somebody to wipe you, all you need to do is pay for a registered
Are you
nurse.
Asking a question or are you telling me?
I'm telling you.
You're not telling me.
Tell me. You're saying there's not enough people getting the
You're kind of nervous, aren't you? You just keep talking, don't you?
Hold on, Bobby.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, the man, he's bap, 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 bap. I can't get a word in. First of all, it's very difficult to find Americans that will do any kind of domestic work. They give you a lot of back lip. I think you know the story. Americans feel entitled.
What do you mean they give you back lip?
Well, they give you a big song and a dance. They're not, in terms of that kind of work, the best workers. Americans can do a lot of things very well. But as live-in domestics, they're not very good. As
what,
nannies,
what do you pay for a
that is when the children were young, I don't know. We pay about $20 an hour, $15 an hour. Room and board, $15 to $20 an hour.
That doesn't sound like a lot to me. What kind of work are they doing?
Well, I said room and board, though. They're room and board. So they're getting room and board. And you like that term, wipe their butts, don't you?
I do. I really do.
Yeah, I know. You like that.
It's amusing, your thoughts.
Yeah. I've got a great idea. Why don't you come over here and work for me?
Yeah.
Are you an American that'll do that kind of work?
If you pay people the right money, they do the right jobs for you. If you try to pay them nothing and order them like slaves, then that's what you get.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Do you know?
Do you think it's legal to hire? Do you think it's legal to hire illegal immigrants?
I don't know that you're an employer, so I don't know that you really know what you're talking about. I've hired a great many
women
over there,
and everybody who works for me is American, and I pay taxes on all of them. Do you pay taxes on her?
And I'll bet you complain about every tax dollar you pay too, don't you? Yeah, I bet you it's something that kills you.
Do you like doing illegal things?
You can say that you could say you do these things, but I don't think you like them very much.
No, but the man's just asking a
good
question.
Oh, no, I don't like paying taxes like I pay, but, you know.
I bet you don't like paying your workers as much as you pay them either. But the fact of the matter is you do. Sure.
Everybody who worked for me for years and years.
Right. Well, yeah, you know what, like I said, you can come over and do the job. You like the term so much.
All right, Bobby, you've already said that. But, I mean, the point is, the man made a point. You don't want to pay people you don't want to pay more.
I haven't found anyone yet. The American domestics, as I said, give you a lot of lip, just like this gentleman. If I had a domestic who talked to me the way this man's talking to me, you'd be tempted to slap their face. You know.
Well, then you get sued, you know.
I might get sued, but I mean the point I'm trying to make here is you don't want a whole song and a dance. Get in and you use the word, sir, I'll use it. Get in here and wipe my ass.
Well, isn't that a very welcoming kind of a phrase to use to someone who works for you? Get in here and wipe me. And I don't know, you know.
Well, Phil, it may not be something that you want to do with this gentleman. It's a job. My nails were wet. So if you want the job, get in here, wrap a bit of toilet paper around your hand.
And you're willing to work for next to nothing, then I'll skip paying the taxes for you, and I'll hire the illegals, which I know is against the law, and get in here and wipe my butt. I mean,
hopefully
one of these days
laughing.
You'll get off your high horse. I mean, and realize that
Exactly.
But who cares?
And asking anybody to get in and do that kind of thing is very demeaning.
It's demeaning if you're not paying for it. If you pay a nurse to do it and you're paying her $60 an hour and she agrees to it, let her get in there. I mean, somebody's got to wipe everybody's ass sooner or later. So, but
nurse,
don't pay them to clean your house, you know.
I'm not $2 a day. I don't need a nurse.
Well, you need someone to do that kind of labor because you have,
special needs.
You have a need for it.
You know, no, I don't have a spare. This gentleman's laughing. I hope you never need someone to wipe your ass, but I think you probably
will. When I do, it won't be some illegal, I promise you. I'll be paying for some American to do it, and,
well,
and they'll be glad to do it because they're getting paid for it, and that's their job.
They'll be glad to do it. I don't think you can ever find anyone that's glad to do it.
You'd be surprised.
Me.
That's their job.
Except me. Except for me, and that's because, quite frankly, I have a nice-looking rear end.
So a Guatemalan woman just up here from Guatemala is going to love it, huh?
I got a great-looking...
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. It is their Springtacular, the last night of the Springtacular over there. You know what I mean, and we're talking about the fact you had your nails done and you could not use your nails, and so you had a hired domestic worker wipe your rear end when you needed it wiped. And a lot of, you know, people are taking exception to this.
They're taking exception to it because you've got a lot of liberals that think that people that are here illegally as illegal workers, you know, need to have library cards, need to have driver's licenses.
Is that why you're forcing a woman to wipe your rear end?
I didn't force her. I said I needed her to wipe me because I couldn't, because my nails had been done. But she was so high and mighty. And this is what I mean.
But it's because she wouldn't wipe you, that's the same thing as her demanding a library card?
All I'm saying is, Phil, and I wish you'd listen to what I'm trying to say, she was demanding a certain kind of treatment that I was not willing, to provide her. I mean, it's like the James Ray Sweat Lodge. You know, we did a sweat lodge for a Springtacular out here on the Opens. It's an area of our community called the Opens, where we do our annual Native American sweat lodge. And we had a couple of elderly residents pass out, and we had to get at least in one instance, I think we had Steve. We had an ambulance come. Look, you know, if you can't do the crime, if you can't do the time, if you can't do the crime. And
I don't know what that means.
You know full well what it means.
You're talking about if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen?
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, yeah. And
so you had people going into a sweat lodge and they're passing out, and you got a woman wiping your rear end because she's an illegal immigrant and she ought to be happy to do that kind of work. But you haven't answered the question essential. First of all, this idea of having a sweat lodge, you saw that guy's in prison.
Jimmy Ray is a visionary, and James Ray has a lot of good things to say. I think he's in jail because the government had to find a scapegoat. I think that if you go into a natural Native American environmental sweat lodge and you are there to purify, then there should not be any problem. Those people that were not able to come out, a lot of people went into that sweat lodge still and walked out. And I think there's a lot of domestic workers in America that have been willing to humble themselves to get on, if they have to, their hands and knees. And in my case, if they've got to, I don't like having someone wipe me. I'd rather do it myself. But there are a lot worse women to... can you imagine if it was... I don't know. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but can you imagine if it was someone like Margaret Thatcher or...
Look, I don't know what you're talking about here.
I'm talking about someone whose rear end you have to wipe as a domestic, and they have a posterior or a body that looks like Margaret Thatcher's. I don't know.
All right, so Bobby, so you've got a nice-looking rear end. And that's not what this is about. It's about asking someone to do a demeaning job.
Do you think I like bending over and being treated as if I am tied to an oxygen tank? Do you think I like bending over? Ta-da.
I was a little emotional, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry.
I bent over in the bathroom so I wouldn't look at her, and I said, would you please come in here, Geraldine, and wipe? And she hemmed and she hawed, and she said yes and no. Meanwhile, I'm bent over with my rear end sticking out of the door, and my husband with some lunch guests taking a tour of the... taking a tour of the house.
Oh, yeah, I came out of the store, my wife.
So the lunch guests came, were taking a tour of the house and came upstairs and saw your rear end sticking out of a door.
Yeah, because I, you know, went down.
Because I couldn't get a woman to do a simple job. And my husband has to explain away why his wife is bent over at the waist with her rear end shoved right out the door.
8778, I don't know.
Well, I do. And it is because this is an illegal immigrant from Guatemala who's suddenly telling me now that she's not going to do this kind of work.
Right, 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll go over to Ralph. Ralph, you're on the Phil Henry Show. And by the way, I just want to make one point here. We talked to you, Bobby, about this, not because I'm trying to humiliate you, okay, but because we're trying to get to the bottom of the story.
Well, it has been very humiliating.
I'm sorry, but it's a very sensitive topic.
You don't understand. I've got that rear end sticking out.
Because of the fact that this is a woman that would not do a very simple thing, one or two quick swipes.
Up and down, I didn't want to say, but, you know, a double swipe of a crack.
All right, sir, I don't need to hear the specifics.
Steve is trying to...
I don't need to hear the specifics, thank you. 877-876-7445. Sorry, Ralph. Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
I'm not even believing what I'm hearing the lady say because I have wife suffered from muscular dystrophy, and this was before we were married. My wife died shortly after our marriage. She just stopped breathing one night.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
I'm so sorry.
She needed to have that kind of help. We had to have a hired somebody to come in and do all of that. And I can't imagine a grown woman who's got all of her faculties and locomotion and able to move. I mean, have to have someone do that.
I don't have to have anyone do it, Bill.
Why would you do that then?
Well, she had her nails done.
I had my nails done.
Your nails, because you couldn't use your hand, right?
Yeah, but I certainly am not. I'm sorry what happened to your wife. I don't have that problem. But in many ways, I have the same need that your wife had from the standpoint of needing someone to wipe me. So there's a commonality.
Commonality? My wife had muscular dystrophy, and I don't know that your ailment even is in the same ballpark. You don't even have an ailment. You have just the fact that you have you've got your nails done. And when I look at what my wife went through and what she suffered, and I can't imagine that you would ask anyone to do that.
Well, and your wife had a livid, did your wife have a nurse, Ralph?
My wife had a assisted living.
Okay, so she was at a facility?
Well, she eventually went into a facility, but we had a 24-hour care nurse here, and then my wife went into assisted living, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ralph, but if you take away the fact that your wife had muscular dystrophy and take away the fact that I had my nails done, and I know it's hard, but just please, Ralph, strip away those two things. And I imagine that there's other...
Are you in a wheelchair?
No, I'm not in a wheelchair.
All right, my wife was in a wheelchair, okay, and she was emaciated.
I know. So how much did she weigh? I shouldn't ask you.
At the time of her death, she weighed 81 pounds.
Oh, good Lord. I'm sorry, Ralph.
Ralph, if you can strip away the fact that there's a lot that you have to strip away, I know, but please, please.
Now you tell me about a woman that I love.
I understand, Ralph. Please just strip away the wheelchair, the fact that she weighed 81 pounds. that she had muscular dystrophy. She had all of those things. I know that. And strip away from me all of my thing. You know, there's a... Steve was making me laugh the other day because Steve said to me, he said, you know, Bobby, there's really no difference between you and someone that needs a nurse to wipe them. You both have your asses sticking out of a door. And didn't your wife have that?
My wife had to have her ass stick out of a door to have a nurse.
Do you understand the difference here?
Of course I understand the difference. But at the end of the day is what I'm saying. My wife, me and your wife, we're both women with our rear ends hanging out of a door, waiting for someone to come along and wipe.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You sound like a couple of the stupidest people I've ever heard in my life. There's nothing, and I can tell you one other thing. My wife was a consummate woman. She had so much class.
Are you saying that I don't have class?
I'm saying that there's a big difference between you and my wife.
Just two women with the rear end sticking out.
My wife had her rear end sticking out a door because she had no choice.
I had no choice, Ralph.
You had your nails done. Did you have to have your nails done?
Yes, I had to have my nails done because of the Springtacular.
I don't know. What is it?
Springtacular.
Springtacular.
It doesn't ring a bell.
That's supposed to ring a bell. It's something that only...
Your exclusive group of people do?
Yes, that's exactly correct. My exclusive group of people. What is wrong with you thinking of my... What was your wife's name?
My wife's name was Ginger.
What's wrong with thinking of me and Ginger as just a couple of women with their butts hanging...
Okay, already. You've already said that 58 times.
Better, my wife trying to make a point.
It's a stupid point.
Well, I'll take it from you, Ralph. I won't take it from the host.
I beg your pardon?
I'll say it again if you want.
Yeah, please.
I'll take it from Ralph because he lost his wife. I'm not taking a mouthful from you. Okay? So you can take your turd sandwich, Phil, and put it back on the plate, take it back into the kitchen.
Hey, wait just a minute.
Better yet, big turd sandwich. I mean, my wife take a bite.
Hey, you know something, Bill? That's exactly what this lady needs. She needs to take a bite out of a life sandwich.
A life sandwich? Oh, isn't that cute?
Wait, hold the phone here for a minute. I'm running the show.
I'll take it from Ralph. I will take a bite out of your turd sandwich. And
well, you know something, Bobby? I'm not asking you to do that. What I'm asking you to do is use your brain and listen to what this man is saying.
I'm using my brain, Phil.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You and Ralph's wife have nothing in common. Here's a man that suffered the loss of his wife to a debilitating, and, you know, we have to take a break, to a debilitating and a degenerative disease. She had to have a nurse. She lost weight down to 81 pounds. She eventually had to go into an assisted living facility. And Bobby says, well, if you strip all of that away, Ralph's wife and me, we're all the same. We're just a couple of women with our asses hanging out a door. 877-8767. And by the way, Ms. Dooley, you will take it from me, even if it is a big turd sandwich, and we all got to take a bite. The world famous Phil Hendry. I blew it.
Yeah, you did. But just forget it.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, but I've already blown it.
Truth
I can't take
is
it
our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You can take that turd sandwich back into the kitchen, okay? Maybe put some hot sauce on it.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. As we're talking with Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve, and we've been there at the Springtacular there, and we've been talking about the relative, I guess it's the relative merits of hiring illegal workers as opposed to hiring American workers. And I personally don't understand the reticence to hire an American worker. You say that they won't do that kind of work.
No, I don't know. I'm just, why am I not everyone hires illegals. Everyone. And
well, why don't you not?
All right, I can do that. I can spend more, and I'm still going to have an American worker that may very well backlip me the way that gentleman did.
That gentleman was not backlipping you so much as disagreeing with you.
That's what you're going to get with an American worker. You're going to get that kind of backlip. And that's what I'm worried about.
The other thing that I think was evident was your insensitivity to that last caller. His wife died.
I understand that, Phil. I was trying to find a commonality, okay?
Well, there's not a lot of commonality between you and a woman that died of muscular dystrophy in a assisted living.
I was trying to tell the gentleman that, you know, when you look at me and you look at his wife, and you look at our rear ends hanging out in the hallway, Phil, you know.
That's right. Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens. There's no difference between her rear end and mine, except that, you know, hers, yes, looks like it was on some kind of a, I guess, a concentration camp diet.
But there's no difference, huh?
Phil, I don't mean any...
You know, your comparison is really odious.
I did not mean any offense.
Well, I'm trying to save, Henry.
I heard what your wife is trying to say, that your rear end is no different from a woman who's got muscular dystrophy. You're just like everybody else, except you can hire a domestic live-in worker who just might wipe your rear end if your nails got done. An American worker will not.
I don't know if an American worker will. I'm not willing to find out because I don't want to listen to their mouths. You see what I'm saying? An American worker, a domestic American worker, is going to be running their mouth.
You're only
going to
run their mouth, and it's temptation belt.
And then I am going to want to smack them. And then they're going to want to sue me. And you know what I'm going to say? If I am taken into a court of a law,
At the court of what?
Into the court of Allah.
The court of Allah.
If you're taken into the court of Allah?
The court, yes, the legal court.
The court, a court of law. A court of law.
I heard court of Allah. So I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about a court of law?
In a legal court, yes.
Yeah, court of law.
Court of law. Court of Allah. Allah. What is the law?
Law, that's what I told my wife was.
Steve said it's court of Allah. That's why I said, but it's not.
I can tell Steve, sir, you're wrong.
All right, I mean, not my line. I thought it was.
Anyway,
Well, you know, there's no reason for you to get high and mighty, you know.
I'm not getting high and mighty. So you go into a court of law, and
there's no reason to go to a court of law. I know what it is. Okay, I mispronounced it. And I'm sorry.
Okay, can we move on now?
Yes. God, what? You are...
Wow.
You said that you... I've lost my place now. I'm flustered.
That's because you don't really understand what you're up against here with an American.
That's it. You said you'd take an American into a court of law?
No, they would take me into the court of a law. And
the court of law?
I'm sorry, the court of law. And they would sue me for smacking their fresh, big, fat, loud American mouth. And there's nothing, Phil, that is more tempting than when you have an American domestic worker and they start to open their mouth. And
well, have you hired legal American workers before?
We had a nanny, yeah.
Yes, we had Samantha, our nanny.
Okay, and you had a problem with her?
I didn't have any problems with Samantha other than the fact that she had a big fat mouth on her and she was always backlipping me. And when I told her to do something, well, blah, 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 blah. And Mrs. Dooley, blah, blah, blah. And she found it more expedient and more fun to go out in the backyard with the boys and, you know, play games with them and teach them how to, you know, do somersaults. And
well, isn't that what a nanny does?
No, they clean out, scrub out a skid mark.
Well, not a skid mark, no, Steve. We had her to clean out the boys' underwear.
No, they were young.
They had the streaking. And
but when the nanny is done with cleaning the underwear and all this, how old were the boys when you had a nanny?
Well, it was Dylan was our oldest. Dylan was 11. And
all right, so you had Dylan, Seth, and Justin. How's Seth and Justin?
Seth was 8 and Justin was 6.
All right, so they're old enough. They're not in diapers, at least.
No, they weren't in diapers, but she was always out in the backyard with them doing somersaults, or they're in the pool, you know, anything to not work.
And well, nannies is, I don't know, and I'm not telling you. Well, I thought that nannies, their job was to keep the kids amused. Yes, take them to school or whatever. Did she do all of that?
What do you mean, whatever? Boy, what you know about nannies, God.
What you know about nannies, I stick in a thimble.
What you know about nannies, you could stick in a thimble. You know?
Okay, so I don't know. You know, we had nannies, too, when the kids were getting up there, when they were small.
What did your nanny do? Oh, you had nannies, so... Wow, so you think you're all...
Miss Dooley, I could care less whether I'm on your level or not. We had nannies.
What did they do?
They took the kids to school. They made them breakfast. They made sure that the kids were picked up from school. They picked up the kids' rooms. They did the kid. They did everything that had to do with the kids.
Right. Scrub out the skid marks.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, thank you very much. Good luck.
Let's go. He didn't want to be.
What are you? Does the word skid mark make you squeamish?
No, it doesn't. I'm just done talking to your stupid ass.
You know something, buddy?
We'll be right back. Our news and information hour coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What I'd like to take you and kick you down a stairwell.
Phil Henry.
Me too.